Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week on our program, the world of social media.
People use social networking sites to share ideas, opinions, and interests. Millions post comments, videos, pictures, links, and other content, or just follow what other users post. People reconnect with old friends and classmates and make new connections. Social networks are all about connecting friends and friends of friends, just like in the physical world. Social media is a way to communicate one to many. But sites generally have a way for users to also send private messages and to control access to their pages.
Social media is still young and evolving. Take the example of Facebook. It was launched in 2004 as a social network just for Harvard students. Then it opened up to all colleges. Then high schools got their own private pages. Now anyone can join. Facebook said it had over 250 million active users as of July. And not everyone is happy about that. Carrie is a student at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina.
I have kept my mom off of Facebook. If she wants one, I said, no, you can't have one. It started out as a college thing, and then high school students got it. The value of it decreases to me with, like, the wider amount of people. Like, the older population that gets it, I'm not okay with that.
Ekin Uz is a 17-year-old exchange student from Turkey. She does not think older people should be on Facebook.
It's so silly because, like, it's something for teenagers.
A lot of older people would disagree that social networks are just for teenagers. About 80% of American adults use the Internet. A recent online survey found that half of them now belong to social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn. Forrester Research says 4 out of 5 online adults use social media at least once a month. That includes almost everyone age 18 to 34. Now, the fastest growing group of users are people 35 and older.
That would include 39-year-old Evan Falchuk. He says he first heard about social media 2 or 3 years ago at a business meeting.
What I was really surprised by when I first joined was how many people were there who I knew.
Evan Falchuk is a lawyer, but he is president and chief operating officer of Best Doctors, a medical company in Boston, Massachusetts. He likes to use LinkedIn, a social networking site for professionals.
I mean, I travel all over the world and have dozens of people that I meet every month, and I get business cards from them. And you get back to your office, and you look at the business card, and you say, who was that again, and what did we talk about? And I try to write notes, but it's very hard. Whereas if you connect with them on LinkedIn, now I've got not only that person's name and contact information, but I know what their prior jobs were. I know who they are connected to, who I might know. You have a much richer way of connecting with this person than you otherwise would.
Evan Falchuk uses Facebook to connect with friends and family members. But not all share his enthusiasm for social media.
My wife is a little bit less of a social media user than I am. So I like to share things about what's going on. And we like to go out to dinner to different places, for example, and I like to share, hey, we're at this place, and this is what we had, and it was good. And then she is more private and says, well, I don't really want everybody to know where we are and what we're doing.
For couples in long-distance relationships, the main ways to communicate used to be phone calls, letters, and visits. Now, they have texting, email, instant messaging, and video chat. Patricia is a student at Radford University in Virginia.
I was in a long-distance relationship for about a year, and Skype really helped because you can actually see the person when you're talking.
Skype is an internet video and phone service that was just in the news. Its current owner, eBay, agreed to sell a 65% share to a group of investors for $2 billion. Ekin Uz uses Facebook and Skype to stay in touch with family and friends back in Turkey.
I'm using Facebook to contact with my friends. I'm using Skype to contact with my family. Because I miss my family so much, I want to see them, their faces. It's much more important than friends.
But even a simple text message can mean a lot. Dan in Virginia is 20 years old. He will be in a long-distance relationship with his girlfriend after joining the Marines. He says texting is good because it lets you communicate whenever you have time. Not everyone in the military, however, is at ease with social media. The Marine Corps has banned the use of sites like Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter on its computers. But the ban does not limit access on other computers. Many service members use social networks to communicate with their families or with the public. The Defense Department has been writing a policy for all of the military on the use of social networking sites. Defense officials say they are aiming for a balance that will not compromise the security of operations or military networks.